Scott, why aren't there more Thanksgiving songs?
More?
Yeah. Or any.
I was going to say, which ones do you know?
I know this one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A turkey sat on a backyard fence and he sang this sad, sad tune. Gobble, 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 gobble. Thanksgiving will be here soon. And then, I think there are other verses.
I'm so sorry that you had to spend Thanksgiving with Katie's family and their weird traditions.
Oh, buddy.
Did they really sing that?
No, no, no. That's my family. Every year, my mother picks up the raw turkey and makes it dance across the counter while singing that song.
First off...
Since I was a little child.
First off, may I point out... Your mother is clearly a very strong woman.
She can lift a 15-pound turkey and swing it around her head like it was nothing.
Wow.
Like it was nothing. She picks it up by its little turkey arms, and she dances it across the counter and says, gobble, 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 every year. Every year.
Is there...
And then she boils the neck and makes gravy out of it.
Has there ever been a year where the gizzards were still inside and she's doing the song and waving around? You guys are sitting on the couch trying to watch football and then just... Blah, like a fucking... Like carry.
Yeah, it just shits... It just shits itself.
Like, oh God.
Yeah, yeah. Just all the guts spill out of the butthole.
Mom,
of the turkey.
Stop doing the song!
That's,
you see?
That's my mom's specialty, by the way, is turkey butthole.
Oh God. When in season...
Hi everybody, welcome to the 16 Bits Podcast. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm sitting in with a stunned Scott Narver across the table from me. Hi Scott, how are you?
Guys, what happens in that intro music can sometimes be an incredible thing. I was shown the home video.
That's right.
Of the most recent gobble, 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 gobble.
Yeah.
Done by Mama Callahan.
By my mother. Now, I wouldn't put that video up online, of course, without asking, but that doesn't mean I won't play the audio.
No, go ahead.
Oh, is it cool?
Yeah,
it's cool. If I put that video of my mother on the internet?
Yes.
So I'm just going to play the audio. That's okay, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 right? Okay, so I'm just going to play the audio. Now,
and
this
then
is.
Beg for this to be put on the internet.
This is halfway through.
Tweet at Mama Callahan.
This is halfway through the turkey song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Is coming, gobble, 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 and I know I'll be eating soon. Gobble, 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 I would like to run away, everybody. Gobble, 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 I don't like Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, no.
Too bad.
So that is...
My favorite part keeps changing.
The turkey song. The turkey dance, actually, every year. It's like the chicken dance, but, you know, worse.
Is that your father who sings the runaway
part? That's my brother.
Your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he feels. He wants to run away.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's not where everyone chimes in on. But no, everyone chimes in on the gobble, 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 very unenthusiastically.
She's really into it, man.
Is this
you know,
an
Thanksgiving
original?
Is about tradition.
Is this an original song
entirely,
composed by your
entirely
mother?
Entirely possibly. That's a very distinct possibility.
You don't know?
I really don't. I've never questioned it.
You know, your mom may have a great hit on iTunes as the first Thanksgiving song.
Yeah, because there really aren't any.
And then music video on top of it.
I think I'm sitting on a potential gold mine here.
Yeah.
I'll run that by her and see what she says. Oh, no, she's not interested. I just did it. Nope.
No, you did not. You're a liar.
Pass.
You
pass.
Did not ask.
She's not interested. Welcome to the show. We were off last week. I hope you... Listen to our second best of episode. I hope that sort of tides you over until we can bring you some smoking
third best
smoking hot live content. I'm just waiting until we get to the best of episode with Paul Reiser because that's going to be the whole episode.
I don't think that makes a best of.
It's I'm doing them in order, homeboy.
I think well, yeah, but I don't think it makes the cut.
Okay, well, we'll see. I put them together, so I make the decision. It's going to be that, the talking sandwich from Curtain Jerks.
Tom Rubin?
Tom Rubin. Oh, boy. I can't wait till we do another crossover because you know I want to have him on the show.
And that won't be hard to sway that.
You know I want to have him
on. You get the guy that doesn't watch wrestling to come up with a character bet.
So if you...
I don't know, talking sandwich?
If you...
Which one of us did drugs?
If you only listen to our show and not... I'm going to call it our sister podcast. Is that okay? Can I call it the sister podcast of the show?
I never understand why it's sister.
The distant sister podcast? I don't know either.
Why is it not like uncle or nephew?
Uncle podcast? I don't know. That's a good question.
Or brother. Why not brother? It's all dudes.
It is. Yeah, it's definitely all dudes. Mm-hmm. It's definitely all dudes. Just the sweaty bacchanalian gay orgy podcast to our podcast. That's the Curtain Jerks, but wrestling, comedy wrestling podcast.
Heavy on bacchanalian.
Where was this going? What were we talking about? I was thinking about sweaty orgies.
Tom Rubin?
Tom Rubin.
Because you're like, oh, if you don't listen because of Talking Sandwiches.
Oh, right. I was actually using it to transition into... So if you don't listen to their show, there was an episode a while back that you did that really pissed off a professional wrestler.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. So whatever came of that. So if you're not in the know, they, you know, very similar. They have a lot of special guests on their show also. They just come in whenever they want. They don't.
Yeah,
have,
it's an open door policy.
Designated time. Yeah, we schedule appointments here because this is a classy fucking establishment.
That's right.
We'll go. And so they had a wrestler's wife was the guest on the show.
Yes.
A very special guest, like just like the ones we have on our show.
Exactly.
And I don't want to part the kimono. So
some listeners might go like, "Oh, that's fake. You guys are making a character."
You're clearly just doing a voice, they would say.
Because there's a wrestler named Taz, and there's no way his wife is named Ms. Taz.
Yeah, or Mrs. Taz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be ridiculous.
That'd be ridiculous.
Why would that...
That'd be absurd and not true.
That would be so ridiculous as to clearly be fiction.
Yeah, maybe her name would be her name and would have the last name of his real name.
Yeah, like a real human name.
Yeah.
Like a human person's name, not a fictional Saturday Night Slam Masters character or whatever.
That's what most people would think and not the wrestler Taz.
Right, yeah. But that didn't happen.
Uh-uh.
And he somehow that got back to him that you were doing this bit on the show about his wife, his fictional wife, a fictional character's fictional wife.
His wife.
Yeah. Great success, Scott. Great success. Thanks. And topical and timely, by the way. And it got back to him. Do you, A, have any idea how it got back to him?
Yes.
No kidding?
Yeah, I know how.
Oh, can you talk about it on the show?
Sure.
Okay.
There's no lawsuit.
No, yeah, I mean, not yet.
I don't care. I mean, the idea was always...
Was it Marty Jannetty?
No, he can't afford Twitter.
Okay.
Your brother's not on Twitter because apparently it shut down?
Yeah.
Marty Jannetty can't afford
it. I see. Got it.
On occasion... Our producer of the show will tweet out...
Philip J. Ranta?
Edwin Ranta. Philip Edwin Ranta III.
I see. Got it. Philip Jedwin Ranta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Jay is normally very funny, but his real name's funnier.
Funnier? Check. Got it. Good to know.
He'll send out a tweet about the show through Comedy Podcast Network's Twitter.
To its tens of listeners.
Mm-hmm. And, he tagged Taz.
Oh.
Which is
not, interesting.
He doesn't do that.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that normally. And that's not my policy either. I will tag people that are directly involved in something.
Right. But not...
But
I see.
When
okay.
it's when it's this world that we live in, like, I don't tag someone...
So he took the time to... Acknowledging...
Because then that's directly calling out something.
Right.
And if I'm calling attention and it got big in any way...
Yeah.
And I'm starting up rumors then saying this person did something here.
Got it.
And that's true.
But he took the time to listen, I guess.
He listened to enough of it
to be
more pissed off horrified. Than he already is
right.
in life.
Right.
He's an angry orange little man.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, my friend.
Yeah, I've heard recently that he had a guest on who does comedy wrestling videos.
Okay.
Botchamania,
very famous thing.
Yeah. Had that guy on. And then was insulted while having him on.
Yeah, I don't know what you
expect. And then it was found out, like, pretty much it was assumed, like, he never watched Botchamania because there was a large segment that was dedicated to Taz. So the guy assumed from Botchamania, like, oh, he's in on it. He gets it because I use him as a thing.
Are his technical wrestling skills not the best?
Taz?
Yeah.
He was more of a bruiser.
I see.
More of a...
How does that work in a sport where you don't actually hurt people? Intentionally.
You can.
Okay. All right.
One still can be a tough guy.
I see. You're right.
I'd say a Napoleon complex, but as some of us know, that's been debunked. Napoleon was not actually short.
He was a normal stature of the time.
Mm-hmm. You got it wrong, cartoons.
Sorry, you fucking idiot cartoons. Have you seen the GIF going around in the last 48 hours or so? It got very popular, of Joey Ryan.
No.
Using his dick in that Japanese wrestling match. The power of his dick.
Oh, I don't think I want to watch this.
Oh, you
this.
Do. It's hysterical.
His actual dick?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to describe it for the listener. So, he's fighting, I don't know if Japanese wrestlers, I apologize, but I know Joey Ryan because I've performed with him on several occasions. And so, the Japanese wrestler comes in and he does that move where you kind of swing your arm in like a half circle and you come up and you like grab somebody on a honker, like as you were going to twist it, you know, you kind of, one of these, like, like you're going to fucking...
Does
that have a name?
No, that's a Japanese handshake.
Got it. Yeah, so he's doing the Japanese handshake.
They assume that's what Americans do. They're like, uh-huh.
He comes up, and he just fucking, he's like, latches onto his Johnson. He's like, ah, I got you now! And Joey Ryan's face, he's in pain because he just had his dick grabbed hard.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh! But then you can see it in his face. He, like, turns it around. He fucking, he, like, thrusts his nuts out, essentially, like his pelvis.
His nut roll.
He does a pelvis thrust, and he's like, and he uses the power of his dick. And then the Japanese wrestler, it's almost like his Joey Ryan's dick has him in an arm bar or something.
So it's almost like a game of mercy.
Yes. And the dick is winning.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. It is. Joey Ryan's going to get so much play. That was on the front page of Reddit today. He's going to get so much play from that.
Wow.
It's really funny.
He's been a guest on Curtain Jerks.
He's a nice guy. Bringing back the sleaze or something. I don't know.
Bringing sleazy back.
Sorry. Thank you. Yes. I don't fucking care. But great guy. Very nice guy. So, you know, GIFs. Go look at him.
GIFs?
Fine. You know what? I'm not going to die on that hill. I don't want to die on that hill. Call him whatever you want.
What hill you want to die on?
Gosh.
Gamergate?
No. No, that is definitely not the hill I want to die on. So, this is a show about video games. Let's discuss them.
Yeah.
Scott, you play
the power of dick video games.
The power of dick video games. Welcome to our new segment, The Power of Dick Video Games.
Yeah.
Wherein our special guest, Dick
Leisure
Video Games.
Larry.
Hello, I'm Dick Video Games. he's got an announcer voice. What you been up to, buddy? How you been? You had a good Thanksgiving?
I had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah? Did you play any Thanksgiving?
I played so much WWE SuperCard.
That's good,
buddy. You would just lose your mind by how much of it I played.
I played a lot of WWE SuperCarbs.
Yeah, is that right?
On Thanksgiving. Yeah.
That's
a lot.
That's a horror game to WWE Superstars.
Here's who's on the cover. Tugboat.
Yep.
The other, Earthquake.
Yep.
There was a third natural disaster, I think. Just the two?
You're thinking of Tugboat turning into Typhoon.
Thank you. Yes, of course. Makes sense when you think about it.
I love that you know more about wrestling than my co-host of Curtain Jerks.
I know a lot about wrestling from a certain era because I was a child who didn't know better. While I was home for Thanksgiving, by the way, I found my Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase wrestling buddy.
I saw that.
Yes, I sent you a photo.
Yeah.
I was very happy. I was very happy with that.
What are you doing with it?
My parents found it.
Right. But you found it, and now what?
It's just going to sit there.
Where?
It's all lumpy and weird now. Like, it doesn't look right.
You know, Katie's going to say that someday about you.
About me? Yeah, she says it already.
I don't know. It's all lumpy and weird now. It's been 2 years since your marriage. Yeah. I don't know what happened. I think I have to get restuffed.
On to the next. Do you know a good taxidermist? if you don't know what a wrestling buddy is, it's a doll for children. It's about 2 feet tall, stuffed, and you would fight it. You know, my dad would...
And sleep with it.
Yeah. My dad, it was a big doll. It was like a stuffed animal, essentially, of a man, of a human man.
Mm-hmm. And of a rich man that would hold it over your head.
He would, yeah. And we would wrestle. I would wrestle with
it. It's an equivalent of a Donald Trump, but with better hair and better clothes.
Kinda. Yeah. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yes. So, right. We were doing a bit about WWE Supercarbs, but I feel like it's too late now. Rikishi and Yokozuna, the fat guys, fat guys. All right.
Yeah. Well, some of them are dead, Josh. So I hope you're happy.
Who?
Yokozuna.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're surprised?
Was he actually Japanese?
No.
Oh boy.
It's a Samoan.
Ah, jeez, really?
Yeah.
Boy, they really. That era was not what you would call culturally sensitive, I guess.
What do you mean?
Well,
they're playing characters, Josh.
Yeah, I understand that, but you got to figure there was probably a Japanese fat guy wrestler somewhere, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't no good.
How do you know?
They didn't hire him.
Oh, so clearly that must have been it.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Papa Shango, he's still around?
Also,
Dead?
Samoa.
Jeez, boy. This is good for a small island, but they really got a lock. It's like the Dominican Republic in baseball.
Yeah. Oh,
got a
yeah.
lock on wrestling. Uh-huh. Is the WWE of scouts down there?
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Hate Samoans.
That's right.
Okay, good. Yeah, can't stand them. They're responsible for all of society's ills, according to him.
Whenever we set up jokes that well, we immediately strip down into our skivvies, play the song Playing with the Boys, and then spike it.
Spike it. I was going to say spike it. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. You know, I got no sleep last night, so maybe that's the secret. Maybe I just have to come into these things loopy as fuck.
Yeah.
So, you played iPad games, but what about real games, Scott?
Well, I think before we get into the games we
please,
play...
Please, you want to hear about my food? I'll tell you. Turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes that I whipped, and I wouldn't do it again because they were like they got like soupy almost. They were so smooth that they had no texture to them.
Okay. Okay?
Green beans that I do... I don't do them.
I whip them?
I whip the green beans. Green
I'm
beans
a bit
with,
whipping
like,
face.
With bacon and garlic. Not a casserole. Just like green beans, and you bake them with...
Seems like you don't want to eat green beans at
that
point.
Garlic and butter. I just go along with it. I say yams. I said yams already. Sweet potatoes.
No, you didn't.
Sweet potatoes, turkey, of course, cranberry sauce, and then pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Pumpkin pie for dessert. That was good.
Congrats.
Thanks, man. How about you? Same thing?
No.
Okay. No? Different?
Yeah.
What'd you have? Just rattle it off.
We have Mickey D's.
Nice, nice. Did you get that 20-piece turkey McNug?
50!
They do it once a year?
Thanksgiving!
Once a year? Yeah. Pilgrims, bro. Fucking pilgrims, right? That's what they would have wanted. They had a cornucopias.
Give me nugs.
Give me a sweet nug. assholes.
We had Black Friday and Cyber Monday, where there are deals aplenty.
Listen, I had so many deals I had to go to the doctor to get my deals cured.
Oh.
Yeah. You ever had deals?
No, but that's what Charlie Sheen has now, right?
He sorta.
Yeah.
He's got a whole ordeal.
Deals plus.
He's deals positive. Boy, you're really hammering Sheen hard, huh?
Yeah.
Take that, Charlie Sheen.
He don't listen.
Loved you in Major League. What if he did, though?
Then, you know what?
Come be a guest on the show.
No.
Oh, really?
I don't want Charlie Sheen.
Ah, come on. It'd be awesome.
Would it? Emilio's the money, Estevez.
Be fucking cool. So, but please, Charlie Sheen aside, tell me what deals? Yeah.
I got some Blu-rays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got to add them to your voodoo collection.
That's right.
Yeah, what'd you
know?
Get? Let me guess. Hitman Agent 47.
No.
Good.
It's not out yet.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Stupid.
I knew that. I knew that. Fast and Furious 7.
No.
Okay.
No, Kyle McGrath. No, I didn't watch any of them, and I've never seen it. I probably never will.
Magnolia.
No, I already have it.
Steel Magnolias.
No.
Steel.
Too funny.
Steel with Shaquille O'Neal.
No, I don't think they're ever going to release it again.
Kazam.
Uh-uh.
Space Jam.
Already have it.
Trainwreck.
Yes, it was.
Tell me what you got. What'd you get?
I can't remember. A number of Bond movies for
$4. Okay, yeah.
That's a heck of a deal.
$4.
I'd say I got like half of the Bond catalog for
$4. That's pretty good.
$4 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Rather. Gone Girl.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
The new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in a Half Shell?
Those guys, I don't know. It's all gross.
Yeah.
It's a gross movie, but I want to watch it again.
So did you see it the first time?
I watched it way later.
Okay.
I'd say I probably watched it for the first time like 6 months ago.
Yeah, how was it?
It's entertaining, but really disgusting.
Okay.
Just because
of the way the turtles look?
And the way that Splinter looks.
Oh, yeah, right.
Splinter's fucking gross.
Yeah, he's just a big giant rat monster, right?
But with black eyes and gnarly fingernails.
He's like a real rat.
He's really disgusting.
Yeah. He's not like the friendly puppet Splinter.
No.
Like the old
even those were like cruddy and nasty.
You know what was adorable in that original movie is when the rat, regular, like small rat Splinter is practicing karate.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stupid.
This movie is stupider.
Yeah, good.
Believe
all right.
me. The best version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, bar none, is the current Nickelodeon series.
I've heard that.
I think I've told you.
Pretty good. I think I heard it from you.
So yeah, I got some Blu-rays, but then I got some games.
Oh, boy.
Some cheapo games.
Wah, 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 wah.
Mad Max on Xbox One.
Yes, how much you pay? What'd you pay for that?
$25.
That's what I paid for mine.
It's a good deal.
Approve. I'm just doing like needle drops now.
Yeah, this is
sorry.
I already do one show that feels like a radio show, all right?
Zing, 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 game deals! Deals, deals, deals.
Yeah, you think it's so funny now, but you wear a headset and then somebody does that when you're trying to make a joke or speak and you want to throw things.
Pew, 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 boing, ow, wah, 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 games! Anyway, please, can you get the idea?
No, I'll wait for you to speak at some point.
I think I'm good.
Annoy the shit out of you.
Yeah. Please, Mad Max.
And Transformers Devastation.
Oh, yeah. You know, I watched a lot of video of that. It looks kind of neat.
That game looks badass.
It's by the Bayonetta people.
Oh, okay. So there's weird boobs in it?
No. No. I think just robots. Okay. But it does look
robot
fun.
Robot boobs?
No, I think just roboobs.
Yeah.
Reboobs.
Oh, no. They got a bra on them.
That game looks fun. It Sorry, my brain really shot off there for a second.
It looks
second.
Like it's all Generation 1 Transformers.
Yep. Cell-shaded and cool-looking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The combat's supposed to be tight.
Everything about that game is supposed to be really fun and tight. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
And I got WWE 2K16
Supercard
Digital Deluxe Edition.
Uh-huh. I saw your tweets about this game.
This is true.
Yeah. Why don't you give us a skinny on that?
Okay, so...
Now, I did tell you that people were not happy with it.
Yes.
Okay.
You've said that about every game ever.
Yeah. That's because... Scott, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Yeah.
All right? This is from me to you. Will you meet me down here at the microphone? Right down here?
Hi, my name is Scott Harper.
Hey, Josh Callahan. How are you? Hey, nothing's good and we're all going to die.
Half of that's true.
Anyway, here's the... That's my secret. So, now everything is the worst all the time, always and forever.
Most things are pretty good.
I don't know about that.
And we're all going to die.
But not this game, not WWE Supercard 2K16 Ultra Deluxe Hulk Hogan
edition,
Hell in the Cell edition, Survivor Series Slam Royal Rumble, Royal Roses. Rumble
you know, at
Roses.
First you were really happy with this no sleep thing.
Yeah,
I can tell you now.
Yeah,
it's not working
out
for you.
You're just going off the chain here, buddy. Please just stop me when it's time for you.
You're acting like you're doing a telethon. So you gotta donate.
It's hour
the cancer's
18.
Falling out of their eyes. just get. What are you gonna buy? Some fucking tablecloths? I mean, just don't grab me. I'm entertaining.
Can I very quickly interject? I'm so sorry. I hate to interrupt your story about why WWE 2K16 is bad.
I haven't started anything.
I know. I just gotta get.
You
this
have.
In. I gotta,
you're interrupting your own story about why it's bad.
I gotta get this in. Last night I was playing board games with some friends, and a story was brought up. And you ever heard something that's so incredulous you don't believe it until somebody shows you video, and you say, "Well, all right."
Man, that's incredulous.
There is a dildo. Some people have fetishes. You know what I mean?
I'm more.
Okay, people got fetishes. Fine. Hey, you do you. Do weird sex stuff, Scott.
I would.
All you
that
want.
That would be a fetish of mine if
could,
I were physically able to do
if
me.
If you could do you, then you'd never leave the house. So, but some people have this thing about they want to just get railed by an alien.
An alien?
Yeah, an alien and have it lay eggs inside of them.
What?
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah. It seems like a pretty specific niche. Well, guess what, buddy?
Especially when you don't know what kind of alien you're talking. Like, are you talking Spielberg aliens? Or are you talking, you know?
It's the kind of alien that can lay eggs inside of you. So,
like a facehugger?
Yeah, but for your butthole.
Oh.
Like a butthole. Look, you know what?
A butthugger.
Let's call them butthuggers. they just, right in your beehole. And so somebody made a...
That's a good pair
you know
of
what?
Sweatpants right there. You know how they do the juicy sweatpants?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people have the facehugger at sci-fi conventions? You get the butthugger sweatpants. Mm-hmm.
You could sell those for $29.99 easy.
Sci-fi comfy nerds will love it.
Easy. Anybody who likes science fiction and being comfortable and also having eggs shot up their asshole. By the way, that's what this thing does. And there's a video of it, and they're like these gelatinous eggs that dissolve inside your body, so, you know, it all just goes away. But they
nothing goes away, yeah. Josh. That stays forever.
And you'll never be able to get clean. but it loads like 10 of them into this thing, and I'm going to show you a video on the break because it's going to really upset you.
So wait a second.
Yeah.
What I wish in this moment...
I wish I hadn't heard any of this.
Well, there's that. I wish in this moment this podcast were just gigantic. That it was some like the news.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
60 million people listened to it.
Because then we're just playing the odds, and then we go.
Yeah.
In this somebody's moment, someone's gonna be a gamer and go, "Well, I'm gonna get that thing to fuck me and lay
eggs
in me."
Well, I better get that egg laying thing in my
while
butt.
I play.
Yeah.
Because they told me about it. And by God, it should be a sponsor of the show.
Let's face it, man. The cross section is probably, you know, it's probably there. It's a person who wants to get fucked in the ass and have eggs laid inside of them simultaneously.
Or play Need for Speed.
They're probably playing Need for Speed, the run. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. Or any EA title, really. So I'll show you a video. I just had to tell that to you and our listeners because I didn't realize it was sort of stuck in my brain like a shard of glass, and I needed to sort of verbally pull it out.
Boy, I thought I was the lowbrow one.
No, man. No. You know, you don't know what beats deep down inside here.
Yeah, it's 10 eggs.
It's a dark heart of eggs that'll hatch any minute. So, the wrestling game. You're just making a face that's... You are...
I have to take it in and keep moving.
Yeah, I get it. I know. It's a lot.
All right. Well, hey, the holidays are coming and... Josh Callahan's never happy with any of his gifts, and it sounds like he just put his wish list out
ding,
there.
Ding, 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 eggs.
That's the sound of each egg going inside of me.
In my butt, a dozen eggs. Go on.
Oops, one cracked.
Ow! Ouch, 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 ouch. A cracked egg in my... Oh, man. This is really... Hey, you know what? It's the holidays. Happy holidays.
Yeah, it's not Easter, Josh. Happy Save holidays. Those eggs for later.
Happy holidays, everybody. So
WWE 2K16, this is part of my frustration with the new consoles with, oh, they're a computer, so you gotta install everything.
Yeah.
So I bought it digitally, and with the digital games, it reaches a point where you're downloading it and it goes, hey, it's ready now.
Oh man.
You never know when that is. It's never a certain percentage for all games.
Doesn't
it's,
work.
It's never universal.
Doesn't work.
Sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 93%, you know? This was fairly early on. This was like an 11%er. And it's like, hey, game's ready to go.
Nah.
And when I've done that in the past, game's ready to go and ready to play.
Bullshit.
No, every time. Every time.
Okay.
Dead Rising 3?
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah.
What else? Mortal Kombat X?
Okay.
It worked.
Yeah. But it wasn't... You couldn't do like the story in Mortal Kombat, as I recall. It was just like you could fight one other guy or something, right?
Whatever I started, it worked.
Okay.
With WWE 2K16, it let you know right off the bat, like, hey, you can play a one-on-one match. That's it.
Okay.
Do you want to customize options? Do you want to turn blood on?
Don't.
Can't.
Can't do it. Yeah.
Do you think there are too many reversals? Fuck you. That's how many there are.
Well, but that's fair. At least it tells you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it tells you by, like, you cannot select the other options.
Right. Got it.
And the superstars are limited. So right away, it's like you're playing a demo. That's all fine. There's like six guys to choose from, and you can play the match and do it. It loads it up, does everything, and then ding, 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 freezes.
Right.
And since my history with all of the games was like, oh, these all work at a certain point, otherwise you wouldn't have this feature. That wouldn't be a thing.
Well, I got news for you, buddy. On the PlayStation,
Josh,
especially.
Josh, I already got that news.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, good. Hey, have you heard the good news?
No.
That fucking thing doesn't work.
It's not good fucking news at all.
Yeah. No, that bullshit don't work.
So that game had gone on sale hours before I took my flight. My flight was early in the morning, and I was up late at night.
You were coming back here, or you were leaving?
I was going to leave. So this was Tuesday night the sale hit.
Okay.
So I bought it right away. I'm like, I'm going to get some gaming in real quick.
Yep.
I just want to play it a little
bit. Oh, yeah, no.
Didn't work out.
Yeah, no.
And the other thing that's frustrating, I'll jump to the rest of the gaming experience in a moment. So the digital big bundle, you get fucking everything that there is with it.
Yeah.
Except for the pre-order bonus, which didn't work out when
which
we tried
to pre-order. Which is a lock of Ric Flair's chest hair.
You know what it is.
Remind me?
Terminator.
That's right. Thank you.
It doesn't come with it, and you can't purchase it separately.
Sure. Not yet. Dollars to Donuts says you'll be able to at some point. They'd be leaving money on the table.
They're leaving money on the table.
Okay.
Because I knew I got screwed out of the pre-order thing. It didn't work out. That was a whole other thing. And then it's like, fine, I will give you an extra couple of bucks right now because I bought it on sale. Give me Terminator. Couldn't get it. Can't happen.
You're going to get it at some point.
I'm trying. And it won't let me.
I bet at some point that's going to go on sale.
Gives me all these boosters like, hey, you want this thing? Yeah. No, I don't.
Does that game have, like, pay 99 cents, you can get the fucking, you get more Vince McMahon power.
You get accelerators and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, gross.
But that's all in the season pass. Like, I've always had those and never used them.
Right.
So that's fine. If people want to do that and they play the games every year and they
I guess. I just think that's kind of a gross thing. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a full price game. Don't nickel and dime me. If you want to do cosmetic stuff, fine. Like costumes and things like that, I guess. But, you know, charging for like $2 for an XP booster for 7 days. Fuck you.
Oh, it's permanent.
Okay.
It's not like a card game.
Yeah, all right. Because I guess that's better.
It's accelerators for like playing through, like create a guy and then going through the mode.
See, but you know what?
Playing through a season, you're like, no, fuck that. I won't do any of that. I just want to have a good guy right off the bat.
You know what a crazy thing about that is, though? You're paying them to not play the game.
You're paying them to play the game at the level you want to play it.
But you're skipping content, right?
Yeah, but what you're doing, though, in a way, is you're saying, like, if you made a character in Mortal Kombat,
uh-huh.
And it's like, well, you got to win all these tournaments in order to be have the stats of a real fighter. It's like, so I'm playing really hard all the time. Like, I'm level, you know.
Yeah, but that's the whole game. But the whole game is about beating the shit out of people, ripping their heads off, and stuffing them up their own buttholes.
But it's always not balanced and stuff either. And you'd rather just hang with everybody. It's like, I just want to have my guy
be a
superstar and not be a rookie.
So why not just make that the game in the first place?
They did, with the accelerator.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've put this mechanic in to charge you for doing a thing that they could very easily just do.
Sure.
You know, don't... That's bad design, is you're making a game purposely boring to sell me a thing to make it not boring, even though I already paid you for this game? Fuck you.
Well...
They did it. All right. So have you even played it at all?
Have you played it? Okay. When I got back, I uninstalled it, reinstalled it.
Yeah, that was going to be my suggestion. Remember the time your Watch Dogs got stuck?
Oh yeah, sure did. Because I was thinking about that. Because another issue came up. So this game is full of glitches and weird hiccups.
Daniel Bryan died in the game. He's just fucking
his
dead.
His beard just goes in his face and just consumes it.
They programmed a funeral in the game. It's dark.
Yeah. And then Big Show's dad pops up out of the grave.
Yeah, what a mess.
Al Snow's dog Pepper.
Yeah.
These things came back to life that Josh doesn't understand.
Big Boss Man was there.
True, he's dead as well.
He's dead. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Cobb County, Georgia.
Yeah.
Cobb County?
Yeah.
Fucking A, man.
Yep.
Hey, man, you know fucking A. Love it. Love it.
There's more wrestling being discussed in this podcast than all the other wrestling podcasts.
I should be the co-host of the wrestling show. What's it called?
Wrestling show, you dick.
Yeah.
Why don't you listen?
The Wrestling Show. That's my competing podcast to yours. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Wrestling Show, where we discuss the events of wrestling from 1988 to 1992-ish.
I want everybody to know that before we started recording this podcast, I talked to Josh about a friend of mine who guested on Curtain Jerks.
Yeah.
And I said, how was it? And he goes, oh, I skipped that stuff. I listened for the bits in the wrestling show because it's not my world and I don't care. So I skipped over a lot of that stuff because, wrestling. I don't give a shit.
I don't.
You have been talking about wrestling so much.
Yeah, I guess you're Osmosis, man. You just bring it out
of me. Osmosis Jones.
Let's talk. That's my Osmosis Jones fan cast. Jonesin. Mm-hmm. That's what we call it. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. I've interrupted you so many times. Please continue.
Well, you bring up wrestling. It's like, I'll talk about it,
yeah,
but this is a video game show.
I guess. Whatever, man.
So all those videos that I've always seen of people posting glitches and stuff WWE games,
mm-hmm.
Never really experienced that. You see occasional one thing or two happen, and it's usually with a creator guy.
Yeah.
I've seen
crazy
it.
Faces and stuff.
I've seen it a lot.
Yeah, I've seen things. You've got a 1,000-yard stare going on like you were in Vietnam.
There was one that was the best, and I wish I had Kinect for this one reason. Go like, oh, Xbox record! So there's a lot of cut twos, like they go to a cinematic angle for the next part of, like, you're playing the game and then it goes to cinematic sequences.
Right.
So one of them is a match between Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Undertaker, and you're going next to this this buried alive pit, and Paul Bearer is on the outside of the ring.
Woo!
But he doesn't follow you nor does the ref when you go to this area.
Okay.
So when it does the cut to, what happens is you see your characters from the other angle, and then Paul Bearer, like, on a plank of wood, and, like, just zooming through the cosmos, just comes whoop, all the way to the side, like Jim Carrey's The Mask.
That's very funny.
And then I had to replay that part to see if it would happen again, and it didn't.
It's of course
just,
not.
It's yeah. just the next time he just is there.
Right.
But, man, it's like, ooh, put him in there quick.
Oh, man. That's, and there's no way you can record that without Kinect? If, isn't it always recording? I think it is.
I don't know how to... I've never bothered to immediately look and see...
There's a button on the controller, I think. It's like a share button or something. On the PS4, it's a share button.
Fuck, it was funny.
It's like, always recording like the last 5 minutes of gameplay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that that happens a lot.
That's great.
And it's wonky. It's weird. It's so close to being a really great game. Mm. And I think this problem still is that they're developing for the new consoles and the old consoles. Which sucks, because there's a lot of really good stuff they got going.
Did they put that game out on the old consoles? Mm-hmm. Did it release already, or was it delayed?
I believe they're all out.
Hmm. Okay.
So, there's some really cool shit in there. It's getting a lot of flack. The roster's really cool. They did some really cool move designs. They fixed some things that were just stupid that have been existing forever. When you hit a guy with a chair 4 times, the chair falls apart.
Well, they're not good chairs, Scott.
Now they are, Josh.
Oh, okay, I see.
Because now they stay together.
Got it.
It's been that way for years. They fixed a lot of little goofy things like that. They added in different ways to do some moves that I think are really cool and fun to do.
Are you going to buy it next year?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
I mean...
Fair enough. It's the only game in town, really.
They have to make a really, really shitty one for me to hate it and not buy it.
Yeah. Like Assassin's Creed 3.
Or Assassin's Creed 2.
Oh, no. Boo. Incorrect. Assassin's Creed 2 is great.
You fight a Pope.
You shoot a Pope? Are you killing the Pope?
You do. You fight the Pope.
You do fight the Pope. Which was hilarious to me.
Yeah. You don't assassinate anyone in that game.
What? So WWE 2K16.
Yep.
Mad Max, which you have not yet played.
Nope.
And I have not yet played.
Okay.
What else?
Until Dawn.
Did you get it, too?
No,
I got it. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, right.
Josh is hooking up a car batteries to his nuts to stay awake.
So I bought Mad Max also on Black Friday times, and Scott played the other game that I got, Until Dawn, today, which was on sale. Best Buy, good prices, man, $20.
So you got the actual disc?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ordered it in the mail.
From Best Buy. And I went and picked it up there because they have a P.O. box at Best Buy. Yeah. If you have any mail you'd like to send us, send it to courtesy of Best Buy.
Yeah, courtesy of the Best Buy Corporation. So I had not yet played it, and I had some stuff to do when Scott got here today. So I said, hey, why don't you sit down and give this a crack? And it's a horror movie game, and go. And so, first impressions.
Oh my god. That's a really expensive game that I want. It's like $450, that game.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is a PS4 exclusive, and I've heard a lot of people, and again, I haven't played it, but I've heard a lot of sort of chatter about that game being like a big sleeper candidate for a lot of awards this year.
You gotta chatter because it's a sleeper. Otherwise, you wake it up, and then everybody's aware of it.
Hey, look, I don't make the rules, Scott.
You gotta... Hey, you hear about that game? Heavy Rain?
Heavy Rain.
Jetson.
You guys talk about me?
I'm Last of Us! I'm Last of Us! That's what happens with Last of Us. Everybody talks about it too loud, and then people say it sucks, and when it doesn't, and it's really great.
Still haven't beaten that. I gotta do that. It's gonna get spoiled for me. It's amazing that it hasn't yet.
Yeah.
I need to finish that.
It's a great game.
I won't, but I should.
Yeah, you should finish a lot of games.
Buddy. I really should.
You play these games that are not finishable. You're like, Diablo 3,
Minecraft,
here we go. Gotta
finish it. Okay, so you played, like 45 minutes? Half an hour, 45 minutes?
I'd say about a half an hour.
Yeah, okay. What'd you think?
It thrusts you in right away.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, because you're walking away, and you go, it's a horror movie, and I go, horror movie? And you go, yep.
Was I right?
Yeah.
It's like an interactive story, kind of, almost?
Yeah, it feels like you're playing a horror movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, what they really wanted Night Trap to be, and what Night Trap was back in the day.
Yeah, sure.
Terrible. No, I like Night Trap a lot.
Boy.
Yikes. I had my Game Pro with all the times laid out. Man,
oh, yeah.
You only
okay.
missed like 3.
Well, that's sure.
But that was after failure, not really understanding, right. Get that,
yeah. Like, the well, how the fuck key. That game works.
Oh, I knew how it worked. Oh,
okay.
But it was figuring out where to get the key how to get the key when they changed the password.
Did you have the censored version?
No, we had the real thing.
Nice.
We had the blood tube.
Yeah, the blood tube. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Watching clips of that on YouTube now, it is the most innocuous, fake-looking thing, but, man.
It was. I was way into it
Holy
at the time.
Holy shit at the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you failed, that drill sergeant broke the controller in a new way every
yes,
time.
Yes, yes.
Which was so cool, because you wanted to. See, you always wanted to break a controller yeah. when you got frustrated.
It was hard. That's not easy. Those Sega controllers put together.
I always felt like I could break a Nintendo one.
I always felt like I could break a PS1 controller.
Okay.
You just kind of twist it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah.
Nintendo controller, you could probably
I thought
break
I could
too.
Just snap it in half. At some point, like when yeah. I'm mad enough, like yeah.
there'd be ooh, like, fucking
fuck you, Ghosts and Goblins.
Fight you, Billy.
Snap. I can't break it yet.
Yeah. I'm not old enough, but I will be someday.
So, Until Dawn is super cool. Right, within 5 minutes of that game, they tease boobs.
Okay.
You didn't get them. So I was mad. I'm like, I hate this game so much. Because she's the prettiest girl.
Well.
And they teased her boobs.
Yeah.
And I didn't get no boobs.
Know your demographic, I guess, right?
Know your demographic. And it looked like it was, they show the killer on the outside of the cabin that mm-hmm. you're in. It's because it's all these young teenage types.
Of course it is. And spooky looking killer.
And Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah. By the way, if you've never been to Panettiere, so good.
Go through your closet and just go.
Just go nuts.
Yeah. There's talking lions.
Talking
cheerleader lions.
So are the controls, because I know, so it gave you the option between standard controls and motion controls.
Yes.
And I think the motion controls, I know that some of the, you have to keep the controller perfectly still.
It's, what was that stupid dragon game that PlayStation came
Dragon Quest.
No.
Oh.
Not all stupid dragon
games. Dragonheart.
No, not stupid dragon movies.
I see.
Because that's the dumbest.
Okay.
And
a third dragon joke.
It was a PlayStation... Layer. The PlayStation 3 launch game that was all about the motion controls.
Garbo. Straight Garbo, buddy.
Heavy Garbo. Heavy Greta Garbo.
Heavy, the heaviest. Like, late in life, Greta Garbo.
God.
After things really came apart.
And I really gave that game a shot after the fact.
Right, sure.
And it, that layer is terrible.
Yeah.
So when it said motion controls,
my
brain's always going to go to layer and go, no fucking way.
Do you remember when the PS3 came out and Sony was like, nah, motion controls, that's it. That's the fucking wave of the future right
Nailed
there.
Nailed it.
We're taking the rumble out. And then everybody's like, yo, where's the fucking rumble?
Yeah, like a little shake.
Where's the fucking rumble in this controller? And then Sony's like, oh, well, okay, fucking, yes, we'll fucking put it back in. Okay?
Thanks, I like to sometimes mess up and get shot and put the controller on my
nuts. You guys remember 6-axis control? And then everybody sort of collectively shook their heads no, and we all moved on.
Bring it back,
yeah. So, Until Dawn, bringing back the classic 6-axis controller.
But I appreciate them giving me the option right off the bat.
Yeah, that is good.
Which actually also preps you mentally for how they present options mm-hmm. to you in the game.
So it's basically a series of quick time events, right? Like press X now and fucking jump.
There's a little bit of that, but it's also a lot of decision making.
Okay.
And it tells you right from the get-go. It shows you this whole thing about a butterfly, you know,
the butterfly effect.
Explaining it to you if you didn't know
it. So is Ashton Kutcher in the game or no?
I assume he's the killer.
Got it.
Because he ruins everything.
He certainly does.
So you search around the cabin that you're in right away, and then you see the killer outside, but you don't know that it's the killer as the character.
Okay.
Only you as the gamer. And he's holding what I thought to be a bloody knife, but we later find out, like, he's got a flamethrower all the time. Okay, that's excessive.
As you do.
When
you're a vicious murderer.
In the snow.
Yeah, well, okay.
And you can go search around and look at stuff, and it... you know the Resident Evil, you walk around in a cinematic scene, and then you interact with stuff.
Yeah,
this does a little bit better. You can move your head, and there are things that glint rather than you just. I was pressing X next to everything
X,
right away.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Can I look at this pepper shaker? Can I look at this? No, it's got. It tells that to you.
You can never look at the pepper shaker, Scott.
I know.
Yeah.
Ooh, these are gross.
Ugh, turkeys. No thanks. What are they sitting on a backyard fence? Pass.
And then it gives you the option when you see the scene unfold with some of the other characters, do you go wake up one character you've interacted
with?
Right.
So you
or
got
do you
some
go
decisions.
Check out your friends?
Yeah.
And then it emphasizes right from there, this decision you made affects the rest of the game, as will every decision that you make.
Right. So that's a big compliment I've heard about this game, is that all of the decisions will influence the end of the game, whereas with something like the Telltale games, like your Walking Dead's or your Game of Thrones, is that, you know, there are like two endings, and they sort of give you the illusion of choice. And sort of shoehorn you down a path. It seems like this is...
It gives you... those games give you a good character arc.
Yes!
If you play your character with continuity...
Yeah.
Then it gives you that feeling of a character continuity storyline.
Yeah, that's what I do in those games. I think we've talked about that before on the show. Yeah. Like, well, how would this character do this? Okay, they probably do it this way.
And then sometimes it's some character pisses you off. It's like, I know I'm a good guy, but fuck him, we're leaving him.
I'm going to zap this guy right now.
And then you go... Oh, God. Because then all the emotional Fallout happens. Yeah. You're like, oh, I've reacted poorly.
Which, by the way, is the next Fallout game.
Oh, emotional Fallout.
Yeah. It's gonna be terrible.
And then you know the next Fallout after that?
Hmm.
Fallout gelatinous eggs.
So it sounds like you enjoyed your time with Until Dawn.
Oh, my God. It was
okay.
Cool.
And yeah, even only half an hour, it really sunk its hooks into
it. And I was gonna be like, you know what? I'm just going to get characters killed. I don't give a shit. I'm going to play stupid. I got immersed pretty quickly in that game.
Yeah.
And I was trying to make good decisions.
Yeah.
Two characters died on my watch.
Nice. Nice.
Two characters died on my watch.
Yeah, because as we all know, you will get people killed in a game.
Yeah.
You are an empathyless monster. Who will just murder at will.
Hayden Panettiere, I'm coming for you.
And run red lights and disobey traffic and assault laws willy-nilly.
In games. I create jobs.
You're a job creator. Hey, good for you, man.
I create jobs.
Trickle-down violinomics. This is very good. Very violent.
So, and then you sit down with Peter Stormare, which was also pretty intense.
Yes.
And giving you another layer to the game that I don't fully understand yet.
Good cast in that game, huh?
But fuck, am I excited. No, it's got Hayden Panettiere.
Okay. Save the cheerleaders of the world.
She's fine. No, I won't. I'm going to kill her.
Fair enough.
But this was a game. This is the first PlayStation game other than Rocket League.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I got to get the system.
You know what? $2.99, buddy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Fuck.
$2.99. On sale with game, with bundles. All the boondles. Boondles.
Not there yet. A God of War game, maybe? We'll finally push it over.
There's like a get the bundle and then you get a game for free or something like that going on.
Pretty close. Like,
yeah.
That will be Until Dawn is the first PlayStation game I really, really want.
Hmm.
This makes me want to get a console. Because eventually I'll own it, sure.
Sure, yeah.
But fuck, this game was... I was way into this game.
Right. Good to hear. I'm glad it was a good purchase on my part. So I'm going to keep it and play it.
Good.
You stay away from it, please.
I've already killed two of your characters.
Well, I'm going to reset it. So
I set it to unset.
Sorry, I melted your PlayStation down into just a black plastic.
Peter Stormare is just going to yell at you.
He's constantly.
Why do you think that you'll be resetting?
We're running long here.
What'd you play?
I played Just Cause 3. Very fun.
On PC?
PC, yeah. Very fun. Garbage story. But boy, is that game blow up good.
What's your character name?
Rico. Rico Rodriguez is the character. He's the main character. And you are on his island homeland. I can't remember what it's called, but there's a revolution going on, and he's helping the rebels. It's kind of light on story, Scott, because it's real heavy on explosions.
Whenever they try to explain something, does he just go, discuss?
Just cuss. Basically, yeah, basically. There are parts in the game where it's clearly the developers telling you, like, just do what you want. Just do what you want. They throw you right into it. Like, the game starts, and you... 25 seconds in, you're on top of a plane shooting missiles at stuff. You're standing on top of a plane shooting a rocket launcher at things. You know, they sort of teach you all the basics of the game in like the first 15 minutes. It's tutorialized pretty well. And it's basically just kind of, all right, well, here you go.
You know it.
Good luck.
Go do it.
Go blow some shit up. And that's entirely what that game is about.
It's pretty cool.
Do you play Just Cause 2?
I never played any of the Just Cause.
So a lot of the idea is there are red colored objects in the world, and those are the things you want to destroy.
Much like the Pilgrims.
Just like the Pilgrims. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So yeah, it's in the fire and the explosions look beautiful. It's a gorgeous looking game. I'm playing it on PC. Consoles are having real problems with load times, like minutes of load time. And I guess the frame rates are dropping pretty heavily.
It seems
PC.
Like one of those games where you have to load everything in the beginning, and then you just, it's open world, right?
Well, the theory is that the game is trying to connect to a server for, like, leaderboards and stuff, and the servers are swamped. Because there are leaderboards that come up during the game. Like, the character, you have a parachute and you have a wingsuit that you can just deploy whenever you want.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if you glide for X number of seconds, it'll pop up and say, Hey, you beat this guy, no, but you're right below this guy, and so on and so forth. So that's one of the going theories, and that seems to make sense to me, because when you're quality testing a game, you can't, it's very difficult to simulate, you know,
the amount
2 million people hammering the server at the same time.
Right.
From different
places.
So
that'll get fixed.
Yeah, probably.
Or they'll just go, do you want to turn this shit off?
I've read that if you're going to buy it for the consoles, you might want to wait a little bit to see what they do patch-wise.
So get Xbox One Day One Edition?
Absolutely not.
That's what they're selling.
Get it on PC. I would get that game on PC if I was going to get it, because the mod scene for that game is going to be really vibrant when it comes out.
Okay.
Because they made a Just Cause 2 multiplayer mod. I don't know if you ever saw that.
No.
Which is a broken-ass thing. It allows like 1,000 people to connect to a game of Just Cause 2, and it's just chaos. It's just fucking bedlam nonstop. Wacky.
How does stuff just keep getting rebuilt?
I think eventually...
You turn your back and then it all comes back up.
Well, in the multiplayer one or in the game itself? Because in the game itself, you're like Rebel Contact. He's like, hey, you do whatever you need to do. We'll rebuild. We'll put it all back together.
Well, they say like, hey, no worries.
Yeah, it's fine. You take care of what you
got
to do. We're going to put it all back.
LexCorp is here.
We're
going to
put it all back together. Oh, did you see the new trailer?
Oh, I did not.
Okay. It gives away a lot.
I heard.
Yeah, it gives away a lot. I wish I had.
I heard when I sought it out, no way. It just bombarded me. Like,
right.
Hey, leave me alone. I opted out for a reason.
It really gives away a lot. I think that's all I played, though. More Fallout 4. Yeah, still plugging along in that. Heroes of the Storm, still plugging away in that.
Can I tell you one quick story about
Fallout
4?
Yeah, yeah.
I tweeted this out. The only thing that made me want to be a PC gamer. There's a guy in the airport. I had a very long layover coming back.
Yeah.
He had his laptop set up, plugged in his controller into the side, plugged
mm-hmm.
his computer into
the
wall.
Oh, I saw
that
picture. Yeah, yeah.
And it was playing Fallout 4.
Yep. Yeah. That game is designed for a controller so much, it's painful. The UI on the PC is so tough to deal with, keyboard and mouse. Somebody's going to go in and fix that eventually. Like, it will be modded.
Not that guy.
Just like Skyrim. It won't be that guy.
No, he's busy.
That guy. Tell you what, you want to take a break? I'll show you that thing that lays eggs in your butt. And then we'll come back on the other side.
All right.
Okay.
This sounds like a bad frat party.
Here we go. We'll be right back with some more eggs in your butt. I mean,
podcast.
Nope. Not gonna do that. Not gonna put that in my butt. No. I didn't watch the video yesterday. No, thank you. No, I am out. No.
And it is in.
It will not be in. That is upsetting. That's a whole process, my man.
You had that ready to go.
I just Googled it. I Googled the phrase egg-laying dildo, and it was the first hit. It was an article on Vice. So, $135, if that's what you're into. But you got to make your own eggs.
Josh, just think you could be singing I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
Yeah. And just all of a sudden, zoop.
Yeah.
No thanks. Not for me. No. You see the velocity at which those things came out of there?
I sure did.
That was like 300 feet per second. That was, nah, that was like target shooting.
Would you ever go skydiving?
Yes.
What's the difference?
The difference is I don't have something being fired.
Strapped to your back? You do in both instances.
Fired.
With something opening up and releasing something at full speed?
Something being fired at full speed up my beehole.
Yeah, you do.
Pass.
That's what that guy's going to do. Strapped to you like, all right, good jump. Now I'm going to ram some eggs into you.
Zoop. Wait a minute. So
where are you going to go?
That's a great question for today's guest, Scott. Solid transition. Good segue.
Where are you going to go?
Yeah. So, we were talking about Until Dawn earlier.
Oh,
and you know, there's a
so good.
There's kind of a stereotype that exists about horror movies and teens.
Black guy dies first.
That's one of them. But also that teens make stupid decisions in horror movies. like the Scream series made light of this, right?
You're never very meta.
You got very meta. You don't break the rules. You don't go off and have sex by yourself.
No, you don't.
You know, with another person. You don't go off.
Oh, don't get into orgy stuff. That's weird. Then you're getting into eggs shooting.
You don't
in your
go
butt.
Off and have eggs shot in your butt in the middle of the woods. You just there are things you don't do.
Would you have that thing if it was filled with like meatballs and it go down your throat?
I would not.
Okay.
I would not.
Just wondering if the other way enticed you at all.
No, I'm going to take a pass.
Okay.
But today's guest is, I'm just going to let her speak for herself.
Oh, a lady?
A lady.
Oh, yeah. Wait, a teenage lady?
I'm not sure how old she is.
How old?
I don't know.
How old?
I don't know.
Is she legal?
Oh, jeez. Why are you so gross?
No, because of legal consent forms, Josh. We have to have legal guardians.
Oh, no,
paperwork.
Yeah, you're right. We would have to have a legal guardian here. We'll see.
Okay.
I'll check.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to... Hi, is this where I sit?
Is this
where I sit down?
Yeah.
I'm
going
to sit right here. Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You have big hands.
Oh, I mean, it's...
You have such big hands. Hi.
More so long fingers, but hi.
Yeah.
My name's Scott.
You look like you could tickle the ivories.
I could tick an ivory.
You could tickle the ivories.
Oh, tickle the ivories.
It means play the piano.
Oh, well, there's also ebonies on there.
Yeah, I'm into whatever.
Okay, well, my name's Scott.
Hi, I'm Mindy.
Hi, Mindy.
Mindy Cadaver.
Oh, all right.
It's my name.
Cadaver with a K or a C?
K.
Oh.
And I dot the I with a heart.
There's an I?
In Mindy.
Oh, right.
Learn how to spell, you fucking idiot.
Okay.
What's going on in here? This is the worst.
How old are you?
Why?
Oh, for legal reasons.
Why do you need to know?
Because our podcast, if you're under the age of 18, we have to have legal consent forms written.
I'm old enough.
Old enough.
I'm just going to write that on this form. Old enough. E-N-U-F-F. Enough.
Learn how to spell your fucking idiot.
Old enough. So what's the deal? What is this? Look, I was just trying to go sit in the woods alone.
Why?
In a cabin by myself.
No.
To think.
Oh, no, just go in a coffee shop.
Just to think. In a coffee shop alone at night, after hours, by myself? Okay, fine, I will.
No, you don't want to go after hours. No, that's a terrible idea.
Look, why? Look,
we're in a strip mall where everything's accessible. The cabin's just, you know, a couple blocks away.
I'm going to go to an abandoned roller skating factory.
No, that's just down the street.
And I'm going to wear a shirt I bought from Target with a literal bullseye on it, and I'm going to sit and wait.
What? No.
I've got to find Prince Charming.
No, that will not bring Prince Charming.
I've got to find my knight in shining armor.
They don't wear that stuff anymore. Now it's like all
I've
got to
find
stuff.
My Wave Cannon Summer.
What?
My Summer Cannon.
Learn how to speak.
I'm sorry? What'd you say?
I was trying to understand what you said.
How dare you?
I don't.
How dare you?
I wasn't the one that
got sick. I am a guest on this show.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. As it turns out, I am. We haven't established why, but we might.
What's your field of expertise?
What isn't my field of expertise?
Well, I mean, I'm sure I could ask around, right?
I'm a graduate student.
Of?
Psychology.
Psychology?
Yes, the psychology.
Okay, what's psychology?
It's an F. It's F period psychology. For feline psychology.
Oh, feline psychologist.
Yeah, I study cat brains.
Oh, wow, that's fascinating.
That's right. That's why I brought a whole just big bag of cat brains with me.
Seemingly, that seems to be why you're so curious about this.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Like, you're picking up objects all throughout the room. Now, we have a whole shelf of things that says, do not touch, dangerous.
I like this monkey paw. What is this? What do I get? Wishes?
Oh, God. Don't wish on that monkey's paw.
What about this rusty hacksaw?
Oh, well, it's a rusty hacksaw. It's not safe at all to use.
That was my ex-boyfriend's name.
Rusty Hacksaw?
Yeah.
And Mini Cadaver?
That's right. Rusty Hacksaw. I miss him so much.
Did you carve that on a tree?
Yeah, right after he got decapitated.
He got decapitated?
And a murderer shit down his neck.
He got decapitated, and then there was a murderer that came by and shit down his neck?
They were unrelated.
Oh, my God.
He was walking too close to helicopter blades, and he lost his head, and then a murderer. I don't know. I was only 16 at the time.
Well, how old are you now?
Old enough.
Oh, boy. It's so close to him.
E-U-L-D-E-N-U-F-F. Old enough. What? What'd you say to me?
I don't.
What'd you say? What is this? A head in a jar?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to mess with that.
What is this? Wait, what is this?
No, that's
Ronald. Is this a book bound? Oh, what was it?
Ronald Reagan's head.
Wow. How'd you get this out of the Reagan Library in Simi Valley.
We're not supposed to have that. It was a shipping error.
Did she find the head? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take that head back. Just give me that. Why? Okay. I don't know. Just give me that. Come on.
Look, guys, don't fight. Don't fight. It's not...
Fine. Just keep the head. Keep the head.
It's none of ours.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the head.
That's going to bring a lot of these other things.
He was our best president. I'm a diehard Republican.
Okay, good for you.
I love it. Trickle down my thigh.
From what I've heard.
What? What'd you say to me? What?
No, I was reading Rusty Hacksaw's blog while you were talking.
I miss him so much.
Do you?
No.
Okay, well, look.
What is this book bound in human flesh?
Oh, don't open that.
I'm going to read a passage.
No. That's the first passage. That's the worst passage.
Yeah, here it goes.
No. Wait. Instead, here.
Forward by Maya Angelou.
Oh, God. I can't.
That's it. What? Did I release a horrible unspoken evil?
You did. Oh, she's so pretentious.
Oh.
Look, there's so many dangerous things. You want to get into these dangerous activities. You have all these ideas.
Yeah.
And don't do any of them.
Why?
Your instincts are terrible.
What do you mean, why?
You study cats too much. You're too curious.
You think so? It doesn't seem to make sense at first, but when you think about it, it does.
Yeah, it does. Don't do any of these things. You're going to get killed. One of these things that you're going to do is going to get you killed.
I quit my job as a cat psychologist just now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm
to what?
Test jet engines.
No, that's bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna fucking do it.
No, don't use that plane ticket either that emphasizes that your final destination is...
Yeah, my flight is on Halloween.
No,
which falls on, for some reason, Friday the 13th this year.
Don't use that at all.
Yeah.
And don't go to sleep ever. You may have a nightmare.
Why? What's the big deal? I have dreams all the time. Oh, can I read you a passage from my dream journal?
All right, sure, here we go.
Let me flip to last night.
Okay.
A man with a burned face and a crazy knife glove turned into a lawnmower and chased me.
What? That's like a mashup of Nightmare on Elm Street and Simpsons.
Yeah, maybe that's where I'm drawing that memory from.
Oh, wow.
That could be.
Yeah, because...
I'll try this one. Two nights ago, I opened a box and there was a man with pins in his face.
Oh, don't talk to him. Don't talk to him.
I like his razor balls.
No. Stay away from him.
Bad. He's a hellraiser.
Oh, just stay away. Look, everyone you know, everything you do is wrong. Stop it. Go play games in your basement.
There's a man on the internet who I'm talking to right now after the unfortunate events with Rusty who always asks me if I want to play a game.
Oh. Oh, well, that seems all right. That's online dating. I talk that way. Like, hey, do you want to play a game? Like, hey, you know.
He says, do you want to play a game? And I say, well, you go first. And he says, you've got to cut a secret key out of your best friend's stomach or your heads are both going to explode.
I like that. That sounds like
that
poetry.
That sounds nice. I met him on Tinder.
Yeah. Oh, Tinder.
Or was it Bumble?
Well,
or was it Plenty of Fish? I'm a POF gold member.
You seem like a bumbler.
Yeah, I'm big time bumble.
Look, I like the sound of this guy. You know, he sounds like a real puzzle, a real enigma you gotta solve.
You gotta,
like,
yeah.
He's just a piece of a puzzle.
That's
you know?
How I see it. I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Like a jigsaw.
I'm gonna take this katana with me on the way out.
Why? You can't have a prize.
What? Isn't this souvenirs for me to take?
You can't just take a katana.
All right. What about this gun?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. When you're in Los Angeles, that's fine.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah.
Hey, this is. What are you? Are you busy later? Do you want to come with me to a cabin? Or even better, my uncle left me a house in his will, and all we have to do is stay there for one night.
One
and
night?
I get it. Yeah.
And you have a gun, so I feel safe.
It's on a hill.
Oh, a hill?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of out of shape, so walking up hills is not really my thing.
Get in shape, fatty.
All right.
I gotta go. I'm taking this gun and this sword and this Ronald Reagan head.
No. Oh.
Did she take the head?
No, she took the sword.
Oh, you know.
And the head, too.
All things considered, that actually went better than I thought it might.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all right. She was fun. You know, maybe not the kind of person we'd have back all the time,
but.
A little
stuck up.
You think so?
A little stuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, are you gonna
thinks the world is hers.
Are you going to go out with her? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's real pretty.
I need another bad ex.
She's real pretty. Oh, and by the way, she's 21 years old.
Oh, and she just texted me? She's dead.
Bummer, man.
A plane that was carrying buses by way of train crashed into her. in the ocean,
which was
right
the original,
next to a boat.
By the way, that was the original title for the Steve Martin, John Candy movie.
Yep.
A plane carrying trains by way of bus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that ridiculous note, I think that's going to do it for this week's episode. That made me so happy. This is this week's episode of the 16 Bits Podcast. As always, you can find us at 16bitspodcast.com or on iTunes. Again, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us something. This is episode 97. We're rapidly approaching 100 episodes of free content for you and yours. So that would really help us out. That's a way you could, you know, give us a
give thanks,
a shot in the arm. Thanks, give us a review on iTunes.
You know.
We're also on Twitter at 16 Bits Podcast. We always love to hear from you there. I would love to get some kind of tweet reading segment going.
Oh, there was one thing I wanted to mention that was super fun.
Okay,
I asked on Twitter.
I saw that, yeah.
Because there have been times when there have been video games that have come up as Saturday morning cartoon shows.
Yes.
And I said, what needs to come back as a Saturday morning cartoon show that's a game?
Yeah.
And Disturbed 0N3 said, that's easy, Manhunt.
Wait, so what is a game that needs to be turned into a Saturday morning cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Manhunt,
yeah.
The cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
I'm all about that.
Sure, yeah.
That's my favorite cartoon.
Manhunt the cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, what's happening? Keep watching.
He's trying to get the red.
yeah, solid. Good tweet. Who was that?
Disturbed 0N3.
Yeah. Ooh, ah. Nice work.
Mm-hmm. Dropping plates on your ass, bitch.
So Scott does a show called Curtain Jerks that we talked about for 20 minutes earlier in this show. You can find them at Curtain Jerks on Twitter or on Facebook, facebook.com/curtainjerks, on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/curtainjerks. We're also there, soundcloud.com/16bitspodcast. And Scott, unless you have anything to add?
That's it.
Okay, I think that's going to do it. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. We'll see you next Thursday. Bye!